Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They say that when you slow down and really think about nothing, that you clear your mind and really can see the world clearly for what it is. And I was able to do that yesterday. One of my friends has a boat on Lake Austin. And so I took my children out on the lake with his children. And we ran into Rob Lowe's younger brother, one of the stars of True Blood. That was weird. But other than that, there was almost no one on the lake, which is very rare. It's really the dammed up Colorado River. They just call it Lake Austin. Now it's Lady Bird Lake. They change the name every few years. Why not? It's really a river. Lie and call it a lake. Why not tell more lies? The point is, we're out on the Colorado River, wheels within wheels, and I watched, we're out there about 4 or 5 hours, and probably saw 5 boats. It was deader than when I was a kid, when I'd come down here and visit my grandparents, and my dad would say, let's drive out to Lake Austin. That was hillbillies then, back in the 80s. Nobody out there. Maybe a few fishing shacks and a few mansions on the hill. And you would see more boats when I was a little kid on Lake Austin than I saw out there yesterday. It was the perfect day. Dead. And I watched the police drive around and pull over every single boat on the lake. And people kayaking, they would stop them and have their lights on and do something. So then they got behind us, and I got up with my iPhone, started filming it, because they were bugging their eyes out, you know, with a predatory bearing, until they drove right up by the boat and looked at me in the face and then looked sheepishly and waved and drove off. And I don't know if they recognized me or what, because I was wearing a fedora, and with a sun, a straw fedora. They probably weren't. It was that I wasn't going to just sit there and roll around the bottom of the boat, you know, begging them that, oh, I'm a criminal, please, please don't get me. And again, I'm not anti-police, but every day I see videos where they arrest someone filming them even 100 yards away, not interfering with them. Or I see video where the cop's in the woman's face as she kisses his nose, and they slam her to the ground and then arrest her and then charge her with assaulting them. I saw an article yesterday in the video in another case where they knocked the woman's windows out because she bought LaCroix water. I drink LaCroix water. Really good canned water. And I know cans aren't good for you, but I still, if I see it, sometimes I drink it because it's such LaCroix, LaCroix, however you pronounce it. She's going to a charity event for people with disabilities. They've got cookie dough. And they've also got LaCroix water. And she gets in her car, closes the door. They run up screaming with guns, unmarked. Tell her, get out. Well, first they tell her, roll down the window. So she goes to roll down the window. They go, she has to start the car. They go, no, don't roll down your window. And then they tell her, stay where she's at. And then they knock the windows out. And then charge her with assaulting them. She never touched them. And it's militarized police is what it is. Most of them are vets of occupied zones where they'll just shoot up whole vehicles if somebody looks at them wrong on record. And they're coming back, and they're not peace officers. They are paramilitary police. They'll admit this. And we are an occupied country, and this is how we're treated. And the more slaves they can bag, the better. And it's really crazy. As I saw this footage of this guy filming police, it looks like he's about 60, 70 yards away, broad daylight. They come over, put him in handcuffs. Looks like one of them punches him in the face. The guy's dog jumps out of his vehicle, and they shoot the dog. And then they charge the guy with a bunch of stuff. I mean, this is how they take you to the FEMA camp now, folks. We have the biggest prison population in the world. It's very scary. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother,
can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the waiting world, ladies and gentlemen?
Can you hide them from the waiting world?
Oh, mother. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the second day of July, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. My old friend of 15 years, Raymond Teague, is scheduled to be arriving here any minute. And he said that he could come on and talk about his experiences as a mission controller on the front line of the Apollo missions. And he did talk to us a little bit about the NSA and said that I could, you know, talk about some of it that wasn't classified. But then he called us the other day and said, hey, will you please stop talking about that? So we'll see what Raymond is able to talk about. Coming on the broadcast here in about 25 minutes from now. And then Professor Griff, of course, one of the founders of Public Enemy, who's here in town with LL Cool J and Ice Cube. He is scheduled. He's driving down from Dallas right now with the whole crew. And so we're going to get some interviews with him. And who knows, tonight I was invited to their show and backstage and stuff, but I have got my wife's birthday tonight, so I will not be at that. I would love to be there, but I'm sending John Bounds, so we'll see. Who knows? Maybe we'll get some other interesting interviews for you in the next few days. We'll probably air it next week if we do get an interview with LL Cool J or Ice Cube on their take on the whole New World Order and stuff. Who I want to get on is Ice-T, who's always pro-Second Amendment and goes, hey, when the government turns theirs in, I'll turn mine in. And, hey, Piers, you got bodyguards. You want them to turn their guns in? Okay, so when you turn yours in, I'll turn mine in. How's that sound? Just real? That's what Jesse Ventura says. That's what I say. The only people that want our guns are gangster government. And the mark of whether somebody's a good guy or a bad guy, where you start is, are they pro-self-defense? It's very, very simple. So that's some of the issues that we're going to be raising and going over. In the meantime, at the start of the next hour, as I've got Raymond coming up and other news I'm going to get to now, I'm going to break down foreign troops in America. And Paul Watson did a story on this yesterday morning that ended up being the top story on DrudgeReport.com. And so it was covered by Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, I didn't hear of Becky Poo covered it, but we were sent clips by their listeners. People, we don't really listen. We're too busy doing our own news research, but people send us the clips. I listened to the Savage clip, and he had the best analysis of it compared to the others. But the point is, and that clip's up on Infowars.com, the point is I want to explain something to people. The old-timers of the John Birch Society in the 50s and 60s and the old-timers who they called extremist crazies were constantly saying there's a plan to put foreign troops in America. There's a plan to get rid of our borders. There's a plan to put you in 200-square-foot homes. There's a plan to break up families. There's a plan to take our guns. There's a plan for forced inoculation. Now, 60 years later, all of this is being phased in or has been phased in. Remember, all the people like G. Edward Griffin 45 years ago and Red Beckman 50 years ago, and it's weird getting old, folks. I was doing this 20 years ago, on air 18 years ago. We were always going off source documents. But then people heard about it, and then, oh, it just became a rumor. We were going off congressional hearings, Council on Foreign Relations publications, Club of Rome publications, UN statements, Rockefeller statements. And that's what's so frustrating about this. And we said they're going to implode the world economy, bail out the governments with fiat currency, signing us onto their fake derivatives debts. I've been saying this for 14, 15 years. Because it was the plan when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. I had the economist on to break it down like George Humphrey. The issue I'm getting at here is that we've known exactly what's going to happen because they all wrote about it, like the White House science czar in 1974, the year I was born. He's now the White House science czar. Wrote it with the former science czar of Bush Sr., John P. Holdren, saying we're going to put stuff in your water to sterilize your butt incrementally, but not everybody, because we don't want it to be causal where you can find one thing that's doing it. It's going to be an aggregate cocktail effect. And then all the other books, you know, Bertrand Russell and the rest of them wrote about spiking our water, spiking our food, reducing fertility, how they get rid of the family, how they do it first by encouraging homosexuality so that there was no definition of man and woman. Now in the U.S. and Europe, they've banned the word husband and wife on government forms because husband and wife is hurtful to people that don't have a husband or wife. We're already there. And so it's way past them turning it into some fake civil liberty about, oh, you don't like gay people. It has nothing to do with that. If a frog isn't able to reproduce because it's had chemicals put in the water, is that about gay or heterosexual? If more and more fish are hermaphroditic, is that because I'm homophobic? I'm reporting that. This is the mindlessness of where, you know, they had that teapot. I never really even talked about it. That was simply a teapot with a handle, looked nothing like Hitler, It's like looking at a cloud and saying it looks like a dinosaur. If a cloud looked like Hitler to somebody, do we have to send up, you know, the Air Force to spray it with chemicals to dissipate it because it's racist? All the real tyrannies going on. We're giving $85 billion a month of taxpayer money to foreign banks to bankrupt us. Cancer rates are exploding. All this horrible tyranny is taking place. We're all losing our rights to habeas corpus, to posse comitatus. All the basic liberties are being eroded, destroyed, demolished, and people are going into JCPenney and seeing a good-looking teapot with a curve and an area for your handle and a round handle on the top that someone imagined looks like Adolf Hitler. And now a girl's eating a pastry and it looks like the shape of a gun after she took bites out of it. They've kicked kids out for bringing a gun cookie. You know, they're making cookies with moms and the boy makes one like a gun. I did that when I was a kid. No. Now you're kicked out of school if you're sitting there eating it. You're sitting there eating it. And you lay down the pastry and someone goes, a gun, and then they want to add into the mind control hysteria, you're then kicked out of school. Or you wear an NRA shirt with an NRA seal saying, defend our rights, and you're kicked out. And then the cops tell you to take the shirt off, and you go, there's no rule without, you know, for wearing political shirts in school. I'm not going to take it off. So they then charge you with that when it's an unlawful order. The cops can't show up at your house and say, mow your yard. They can't show up at your house and say, come out here and comb my hair. And you laugh. In most third world countries, in most Soviet-style countries, they make you a few days a week go do compulsory volunteerism, another Orwellian oxymoron, and do this. So at the start of the next hour, I'm going to get into our article. It's now on the right-hand side of Drudge. It's in top story archive of Infowars.com. Just click on that link. Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. Ladies and gentlemen, in NLE 09, they had tabletop 15 nations here with military representatives doing drills on tabletops of how they'd help take over U.S. cities, quote, during natural disasters or civil emergencies. And the documents have been in the Washington Post. But like, it's a good thing that, oh, we're going to have Mexican and Canadian troops on the streets of America during any emergency or to deal with civil unrest or insurrection. And then Canada and Mexico reciprocate where we go down there. And then you saw the Olympics a few years ago, the Winter Olympics. It was in all the big papers. U.S. troops weren't just in the one city where they had the event. What was it, Calgary, if I go from memory? It was in the paper, but like it was good. U.S. troops patrol the bar district, and they were all over multi-cities helping run checkpoints. You don't just get Royal Mounted Police running warrantless checkpoints in Canada. You get U.S. Army and U.S. Marines that were just in Fallujah a few years before. And you have from Tennessee to California mainstream news articles where the Marines and Army set up checkpoints with 9mm on their hips and with heavy machine guns in the backs of Humvees and search vehicles at highway checkpoints. It's illegal to have the cops do that. But they just do it under the civil emergency, under the PDD 51, and Obama has expanded those. So now, if they can get away with Russians at NORAD and Russians and anti-terror drills they had last year. And by the way, we publish this stuff with Pentagon press releases and FEMA press releases. And last year, no one would cover it because it was too unbelievable. People were saying we were making it up until folks in the comments would go, well, wait a minute, this is on the Pentagon NORTHCOM website. Just like the Homeland Security ordered $2+ million this year of paper targets of children to shoot and called them no more hesitation and said no, Homeland Security wanted these so people trained to kill children and women and old men. Because the police aren't police now. You may still be a good officer yourself individually, but your training, the orthodoxy on record, is that you are a paramilitary force occupying and we're insurgents. And I said that a decade ago. That was in the Wall Street Journal a month ago. I saw the headline. Police trained that the public are insurgents. That's what it is. It's insurgent occupation training. Okay? They're not going to have parachutes and Red Dawn one day. They're just going to have more and more foreign troops until you're totally used to it. And our cops go to countries to arrest people. Their cops come here. Welcome to the New World Order.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, President Obama told young Africans, this video is now breaking via CNS News, that you shouldn't be able to have air conditioning, big houses, and cars. No, you've just got to have Air Force One and have over 3,000 aircraft for military brass and Congress to fly around on, and Air Force Two that cost hundreds of millions a year to run, and one night per hotel for Obama and his entourage is $1 million conservatively. On average, they get $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and even $10,000 a night hotel rooms. I guarantee you, if I was the president, I wouldn't be doing things like this. But again, Michelle Obama is out in the news saying that she feels like she lives in a really nice prison. Well, yeah, because they spent $2 billion putting this puppet in there. He's owned by the globalist. And so he's an important teleprompter reader. So, of course, they're going to put you in a gilded cage. But it's more than that. It's about having all the pomp and circumstance and red carpets so that people actually believe the buck stops with El Presidente. But just as Maurice Strong swore, the head of the United Nations UNESCO program at the time, in Rio de Janeiro 20 years ago, that they would create a post-industrial world, a Hunger Games world, where the elite live in fabulous high-tech splendor with life extension technologies, and you live at starvation level, and when you go above a certain calorie level, you're sent off to be killed. That's what they're proposing. That's Logan's Run. That's eugenics. They're now calling for calorie taxes across the board here in the U.S. after beta testing. You've got to have a smart card that tracks everywhere you go with the new VAT / sales tax system. This is the plan. $100 trillion a year in carbon calorie taxes, taxing everything from your food to water to transportation, paid to private banks. Watch the Obama deception, part one, 5 years old. And everything I said, Obama did. I said it came out right when he was elected. I said he'll break all his promises and he'll do A through Z and exactly what I told you he did. Because I've got their playbook. It's like I'm the New England Patriots and I stole the playbook of the Steelers. Man, I know what they're going to do. This is not my opinion. Obama's Africa trip will cost $100 million. $100 million. And again, the global megabanks, the global mega rich, they have given over 100,000 different people, last time I checked, total diplomatic immunity. Their friends, their families, you name it, just from the UN. Now they're getting diplomatic immunity for big banks that are part of the carbon trading scandal. Above the law. They pay none of this. They do none of this. They can do whatever they want. It's taxes on you to them to say that our exhaling, our carbon dioxide is hurting the earth. Let's go to a clip of Obama telling people that live some of the poorest in the world, some of the most wealthy in Africa and in South Africa, but still in the top percent of poorest people, or you say the lowest percent, telling them it's bad for you to have anything nice because you're going to burn the earth up when carbon dioxide has nothing to do with that. And it's been a proven hoax and a fraud. Is Obama worried about genetic engineering, open air? Is he worried about all the toxic waste dumping? Is he worried? You ever hear about any of the real threats? Thousands of different crops with live pharmacological viruses and things being created. They have crops that grow the vaccines, that grow the medicines, that grow the AIDS virus. Look it up. Look up corn crops that grow AIDS vaccine, and then it's an AIDS virus in it. It's Twilight Zone. But none of that's a threat, crossing humans with animals to then grow organs in animals for humans. All of this happening. Brain transplants, all of it, with mutagenic properties. And we, ladies and gentlemen, are not supposed to talk about it. Now, there it is. Mutated GMOs on the loose. Maybe carrying AIDS virus. There you go. Aaron Dykes wrote about that last year. Let's go to this clip of Obama, the guy exempt from everything, above the law, telling you that you shouldn't be able to have a car. Here it is.
The youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over unless we find new ways of producing energy.
And what that means is they are transferring it. Now then he says, oh, new energy sounds great. Then you just give it to insider buddies who never even get an office space, never build any of it, while they block all the real new energy systems that have been developed. They're just cutting off the resources as a total act of domination and selling the idea that progress is bad and that we've got to have austerity. Unbelievable. Control of energy is control of everything. The power to tax is the power to destroy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That don't pay to play are the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. They're the ones who ride for free off of all of us, and they publicly, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, put out the Club of Rome documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents. I cover it all in my film, whatistheendgame.com is the bibliography of that film, now 7 years old, where I show how they were going to establish a post-industrial world on calories and energy consumption, and that they would produce the fear stimulus to create a guilt complex. And they said, do we say it's an ice age, or do we say it's because it's too hot, or that we're going to lose our atmosphere? And they looked at all of these, and they decided, and you can go to any library and pull up the Club of Rome quarterlies, 1962, you name it. I have screenshots of this, and they settled on whatever the warming trend or cooling trend is, we'll go with that. If a hurricane hits, if a tornado hits, if it's getting colder, if it's getting hotter, we'll say it was because of mankind. Because the witch doctors in every culture, I don't care if it was Mesoamerica, Africa, Asia, the Druids in Europe, I don't care if it was the Vikings in Northern Europe all the way into Russia. Russia's really Viking in the West. The Rus, the red hair. If you sit there and look at all of this, they would tell them, the high priest, we didn't have good crops because you, Hrothgar, did not give great enough offerings to Thor or to Odin. And now you must be burned. They would say, yes, I agree, it's my fault. And they could kill whoever they wanted. Every culture. Well, we didn't have good crops at our chalupas. Chalupa is a swamp floating platform. That's where you get the term chalupa. We're going to need double the children to be sacrificed. Woo! Works good every single time. And they even talk about this in the expanded subsections that we have screenshots of Road to Tyranny. Of the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment of the United Nations. They say we need to bring back human sacrifice and war ritually like the Aztecs had to reduce population. And it's all a tool of control. It's the Hunger Games. I described to you a future like Hunger Games before those books even came out. Because all those books are describing is the type of world they want to make with big floating UN fortresses with international troops that can do whatever they want. And I'm going to cover that at the start of the next hour. Raymond Teague, for some reason, is late. As soon as he gets here, we'll bring him in here, our former Air Force intelligence slash NASA individual, good friend of mine for about 15 years. Raymond's actually worked for me for a couple years when he was in between jobs as an engineer. Really smart guy. 71 years old. We like Raymond. He's certainly an interesting fellow, so as soon as he pulls up, get him in here. Because if he pulls up and he gets stopped in another part of the building, they'll all talk to him and it'll be the end of the show. Now, again, I want to play this clip if you just joined us one more time. Remember 4 years ago the Copenhagen World Treaty, World Government Treaty, they were saying the UN's going to vote on it without anyone being allowed to read it. But in Denmark, the Danish text got leaked of it. Just in Danish, but the full text, and then they had to release the English text, and it said right at double, right at 195%, more taxes on Africa, Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, all the poor areas, of what the West. Now, they sold it, hey, we're going to get the rich, evil Western countries. And there were massive carbon taxes on the West, but right at double, not 200%. But right at double, 195% of the taxes. We're paying 100%. They'd be paying 195% of what we were paying. And Lord Monckton broke down the numbers. He's the guy that got the document and got absolutely no credit for it. That's my point. You know, we broke that they're sharing all the NSA data with Europe, and they're spying on us, and we're spying on them, and the government's let each other do that to create plausible deniability, and now that's big news today. Like, we break major news here every day, ladies and gentlemen, but the enemy media is not going to give us credit so people realize the prestige. And I don't need the prestige for myself. You need to know the prestige of the liberty movement. You need to know that we're winning and we're the real media. And maybe we should have events and give each other awards and stuff, because I guess that means something. It's like Napoleon said, men will give their lives away for little pieces of metal and ribbon. And we're the opposite of that surface-oriented propaganda world. But at the same time, I don't think we all realize the effect we're having. That it came out, and we pushed it on this show, and we got demonized in some of the press for actually helping push it out over the edge. Remember I popped champagne on the air when that document came out? And then the documents came out of them meeting in secret at the UN about how to lie to the public? That was a Death Star blowing up level event. I mean, that really crippled the enemy. That was a devastating victory. I mean, I literally almost rolled around on the ground in pleasure. It'd be like the Rothschilds, you know, being you know, caught in some huge crime and actually going to jail. It'd be like the Rockefellers. It'd be like the police locally doing the right thing and busting the CIA white slavery kidnapping aircraft on the tarmac and, you know, it all coming out on the news. I mean, it's Death Star level blowing up event. Okay? I mean, you want to run around for 2 weeks and have a celebration, that was it. Things like that are gigantor victories. It's a gigantor victory that we forced 2 billion bullets out in the open and armored vehicles. And the fact that the government is predatory, arming against us in all their manuals, so people realize, wait, we have a predatory government. Why is it setting up Homeland Security for us while running Al-Qaeda? The fact that that's all out in the news is a giant, devastating victory. The fact that Russian troops have already been deployed here for decades is a huge victory. That we're now exposing that. The fact that the things that they tried to suppress for decades have now been rammed out in the open is a devastating victory against tyranny. And so now you go to Whole Foods, you go anywhere where people have the right idea to eat organic, to try to be healthy, but then they piggyback the tyranny on top. Every other magazine, austerity, how great it is to be poor, how bad, you know, carbon is, blah, 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 ignoring all the real crises and setting the globalists. Goldman Sachs is the number one funder of carbon taxes worldwide, the number one funder of all these fake green initiatives. Go look it up. Because they're the ones that run the carbon trading systems for all the major exchanges from the Chicago Mercantile. Look at who funds the Bilderberg Committee that's now being exposed in the British Parliament as being, it appears, illegal in the lobbying laws. The two funders, the only two donors to the Bilderberg charity, are Goldman Sachs and British Petroleum. Goldman Sachs, British Petroleum. The Queen of England is the majority owner of British Petroleum. Look it up. And then Goldman Sachs, it's a Rockefeller, Rothschild arm. Go look at who founded every UN organization, more than 50 of them. It's David Rockefeller. He's been given awards there where they brag about it. His family, who gave him the land. This is a corporate robber baron, global corporate government, get out of jail, free card system, where they get to be above the law. UN personnel can be caught shipping drugs in, they're let go. They can be caught with slaves all the time in their apartment. Sex slaves, they get let go. Because they're above the law, folks. But it's not just them. It's this whole corporate anti-free market class. And now they come and say, Africa, you can't have nice cars. You can't have a nice house. You can't have air conditioning because we're going to burn the earth up. When we have the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever recorded right now, it's very low. Let's go ahead and play a clip again. This is so bombshell of Obama saying, unless we develop clean energies, which again, they don't let the real clean energies come out. They suppress those on record and have windmill farms. Austin won't fund totally clean natural gas, has shut down all its power plants it owned. So GE plants make more money. We got to buy money, pay money for Mexican power plants that are totally dirty right over the border. All because Goldman Sachs and others came in and financed the city council people. And General Electric came in. And so Austinites paid double what we paid 5 years ago. I heard them talking about it on the local radio this morning. Just incredible crimes being committed out in front of everybody. Do we have Raymond here? Okay. I just saw people walking around in the control room, so I thought maybe that was the case. Let's go ahead and play this clip right now. Here it is.
The youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we find new ways of producing energy.
Translation, if you, the American people, the people of the world, don't pay megabanks $100 trillion. Will you guys put in Davos calls for $100 trillion in capital, and then it says it's a tax to private banks? $100 trillion in the next decade. And they're going ahead with it all. Obama signed on to carbon taxes last month, even though Congress shot it down 3 years ago. He just signed an order. And the companies will pay it and pass it on to you. I mean, this is such a big deal. folks. This is such a big deal. What about the right to not have foreign banks rip me off and shut down community paid for utilities that Austinites paid for over the last 70 years? They'd upgrade them. They built new plants on the sites. They shut them down. There it is. Over $100 trillion additional credit needed to support global growth from the World Economic Forum. And they call it credit. They mean taxes, because the way central banking works is for a dollar or a euro or a yen or a yuan or a shilling to be created, a dollar of debt's created that we owe to them, man. And they can't even take over the world like that. They've got to be able to selectively shut down all their competition. And you don't hear this on the money shows, on the yuppie shows. You won't hear this on Republican shows, because either they don't understand it or they're bought and paid for, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is so easy to understand. Let me get into the other news now, ladies and gentlemen. And again, after Raymond leaves us sometime in the next hour, I will cover Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. What's behind that? I'm going to have the next issue of the magazine, the August issue. I'm going to have that. I'm going to write articles with all the facts, because no one seems to get the big picture that's hiding in 100% plain view sitting on top of us. I mean, it's all public, the plan to occupy the U.S. with foreign troops and every other country. Don't you understand? They're just acclimating. I've had foreign troops walk up on tape and tell me, turn my camera off. In America, I made films 13, 14 years ago showing you troops training and saying they're training to take on Americans. Do you not understand that? In all the video games, in all the movies, in the ROCT training. It's always fighting gun-owning, right-wing militias. And it's very racist. It's always fighting white people in the manuals, that white males are the enemy. They don't want a new world order. Used to it was, we believe in a new world order and a foreign global takeover by megabanks and all the rest of this. Go read the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, demonizing yours truly. Now it's, we're bad because we oppose it. We're the real Americans, black, white, it doesn't matter. They want to frame it, though, like only hillbillies from Michigan or Texas in all these video games, or Tennessee or Alabama. I don't want to be pro, you know, sovereignty and Bill of Rights. That's only white crackers that do that. I mean, that's, you know, the media always calls me and goes, so you're for national sovereignty and don't want open borders, don't want carbon taxes, and don't want your guns taken. Are you a racist? The Austin American Statesman asked me that one time and actually published it. And I said, well, how do you respond to a question like that? What does this have to do with race? It was an issue of guns. It wasn't even borders. And this is what they do. I am an American patriot whose family goes back on both sides to the founding, not of the country, but to what became the colonies. My family has been here on both sides from the beginning. My family has done nothing in both sides of its lineage but defend liberty and defend freedom and defend this country and help found the state of Texas. And I won't even get into all of that. I'm a real American. I'm a good guy. I recognize the enemy takeover. It's in my guts. It's in my genes. It's in my blood. That's why I didn't have to be told to do this. I instantly began resisting it from day one, as soon as I discovered it. And that's not because I'm a hero. It's because I simply want justice and liberty. I don't like being conquered. I don't like being usurped. I don't like seeing paramilitary police parading around openly preparing for war with the American people. I'm not the enemy of these police either. They've been incrementally brainwashed, brought into this from birth. The cartoons are all about UN occupation. The cartoons, when I was a kid, were about gun owners being bad. We have been brought up in a giant lie, and it's time to awaken from it now! NLE09, go pull it up on FEMA's own website. Troops from 15 countries trained to deal with the civil unrest in America. They will bring in foreign troops, and by then, it'll be so acclimated, the uniforms have already been merged a decade ago, they've all joint trained, the local police have trained with Russians and Czechs and Polish, and it doesn't matter, because it's part of a global mega banking plan that's playing the countries off against each other, so there's a mega corporation above everything that then plays different regions off against each other. You've got all these police programs in every major city, where the police for 20 years are sent to Tokyo, and then in the case of Austin, and then the Tokyo cops come here, and then they do agreements where they can arrest people there, blah, blah, blah. It's all global government. Look at Snowden. He went to 20 countries, 21 nations, asking for asylum, and none of them, but one communist state. And as much as I don't like Venezuela, socialist and communist, I've told you, they're rogue. They're out there pretty much on their own. That's why the whole world wants to bring them down. I don't agree with their policies, but that's its own country. They're saying maybe, but they're all so scared because it's not just America they're dealing with. It's this global mafia where they want to be able to grab anybody they want anywhere, where you have no rights, you have no justice, you have no privacy, you have no freedom. And then the made men of the UN, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha Combine, they are 110% above the law and can do anything they want. It even came out in the New York Times last year that the UN sent in troops in Central Africa, but also in South America, and it lists the countries, to kill whole villages of people when land had been laid aside as a carbon sink off limits. They go and kill the villagers that live on it. They line them up and shoot them. But hey, Miss America always says the UN loves me, and you know, every good-looking girl you see at the shopping mall is wearing a UNICEF shirt, because that's what good-looking women do, because they saw Miss America do it. And Miss America and Miss USA, they say you need to have the NSA spying on you. You see, we're just roasting in this broth of fraud and poison. And now it's all, yes, the Russian troops will be at high security events of the U.S. now, running things, just Russian troops. I got video from L.A. coming up.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you.
writing on Raymond Teague. It was a typo in my guest list write-up. It says 11:30. He'll be with us at the start of the next hour. And then at the bottom of the next hour, I will break down the plan to bring in multinational forces and put our own military under the UN, which has already happened. Remember last year when they, and again this year when they told Congress that our military was under NATO and UN command? And nothing happened, did it? And now our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly, and nothing happened. And they're like, well, of course we run it. They're the good guys. The gun owners are the bad guys. And I'm not being sarcastic. That's in the news. And then Professor Griff of Public Enemy is going to be in studio with us coming up. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/show, and see this. And I'm going to cover this some after Raymond leaves us as well. Now, you see this, Time Magazine, Rise of the Robots, We've Got Company, How Smart Machines Will Change Our Lives. And I was in a bookstore this weekend with my son, and he said, Dad, look, it's the headline from your magazine. Now, this is copyright 2013. As you can see, if you're a TV viewer, copyright 2013, right there. And I'm going to review some of this because it's very informative, how robots are going to run our life. It actually says that in here. Now, let's go back to it. Time Magazine, the cover, Rise of the Robots. We've Got Company, How Smart Machines Will Change Our Lives. It's got the loving drone and the loving robots in school watching you and the loving undersea robots. Now, here is the October issue last year of InfoWars magazine, The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. And now you read Time Magazine, and it's Rise of the Robots, how loving the little robots are, like the loving Predator drone right there. So I'm going to be, again, breaking this down. Speaking of InfoWars magazine, it shows how we're affecting change out there, folks. They actually have a cautionary tale at the end about the robots. It, you know, it's kind of like, hey, you won't be able to get a job with the college degree you're getting for $180,000, but we're going to warn you in the emails about the college loan. It's kind of like, hey, the vampire. Hey, if you let a vampire in, they'll rip your head off, but I'm not a vampire, so let me in. Oh, come on in. Actually, I was a vampire. So, you know, they like to warn you. By the end of the magazine, it's like, oh, by the way, you won't be needed anymore. You're going to be dealt with. Robot Alchemy by Tex Mars is available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's his latest coffee table book. These are the easiest to read, best books. Hardcore data, but full of photos, full of posters, full of history. Let me flip through this for some of the TV viewers out there. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you can read the entire history of robotics by the space and aeronautics professor, who is really a leading expert and has sold some of the best-selling books ever on robots. And your purchase also supports our broadcast show. Robot Alchemy, The Religion of the New World Order. The Age of Spiritual Machines is basically what it's breaking down. Android Cyborgs and the Magic of Artificial Life, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And then lastly, ladies and gentlemen, the July issue, we got a whole bunch extra this year because I figured this would be a popular issue with the 10 free bumper stickers when you get the magazine, and with it being the NSA topic, breaking down what the NSA is really doing. It is selling faster than any other magazine we've ever had. So get it in bulk, groups of 10 up to 100 at cost with 10 bumper stickers inside. Over 500,000 bumper stickers total with powerful messages like America has been occupied by globalist forces, Infowars.com. Listen to Alex Jones, Infowars.com, things like that. Infowarsstore.com. Get it. Get it out to everybody you know.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.